this is Ifia Wangaza, chair of the Affiliate Task Force of the Pacifica National Board, calling to order the regular meeting of the Affiliate Task Force. Rescheduled meeting of Thursday, January 15th at
8:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Thank you. As there is a conflicting personnel, PMV Personnel Committee meeting, I'm going to start the meeting and turn it over to the Secretary to proceed with the balance of the agenda, that part of the agenda that we will not be able to resolve during the time that I'm on the call. Would you first call the roll, Madam Secretary?
Chandra Hopman?
Here.
Tico Chakin?
Chassin.
Chassin? No. Joseph Wanzala?
Excuse me, could we just identify ourselves as the people who are here, and as opposed to taking up time calling the names of people who aren't here?
Fine. Teresa Allen, I'm here.
Theo Wangaza is present.
Dina Colbert.
Carolyn Bird.
Who were the last? I heard David Beaton. Who was the other person that said something?
Carolyn Burden.
Carolyn Burden, thank you.
Ursula Rudenberg.
Ursula Rudenberg.
Hi, David.
Hi, Ursula.
Okay.
And I would say welcome to David Beaton.
Absolutely. And we regret the machinations that your election has taken, and we hope you will hang in there until it's resolved, David.
Okay.
Did you have a comment that you wanted to make?
No. I'm fine.
Okay. Madam Secretary, could you read the agenda as you sent it out?
Okay, I said roll call, approval of agenda, approval minutes, announcement of election to affiliate director positions, report from the chair, report from the affiliate coordinator, old business, which is any response to the email to the PMB about participation of affiliate coordinator at weekly recovery planning meetings, and then I included the letter that we sent to the PMB on December 12th, and then the procedure and timeline for election of officers of this task force, set up the next meeting, and then adjourn. And I also had tentatively that we could reconvene for strategic planning.
Okay. So would you got, are there any changes to the agenda as it's been proposed?
I'm sorry, this is Carolyn. I cannot find it in my email. Could you possibly send it out again, Teresa?
Yes. I will do that again.
I would like to add something to the agenda.
Okay.
The condolence letter that we sent to for Vicki never really went out, and I would like to clarify how we can get that out. It's never too late.
That's
true. She did serve as a director.
Mm-hmm. I will put that on the agenda under as a second item of old business.
Thank you.
I would like to move that we approve the... Well, actually, I would like to move that we take the approval of the minutes off the agenda because the chair is leaving the call. And postpone the approval of the minutes until our next meeting.
Are there any objections to that? Okay, hearing none, then we'll postpone the approval of the minutes until the next meeting.
I move that we approve the agenda as amended.
Are there any objections to approving the agenda as it's amended?
I don't have it yet, so I'll abstain from that, but no objection.
Okay. Okay, and then the next item you have is the report from the chair. What is the next item that you have, Madam Secretary?
The next item was announcement of the affiliate directors.
Well, it's our position that the affiliate directors are David Beaton and myself.
Yes.
And that is based on the fact that David and I were the only near complete timely nomination. The question of regarding David's nomination had to do with the fact that his board chair, was it your board chair or your general manager? It was your
general manager.
Sent in, affirmed his self-nomination a day or two after he filed a timely self-nomination. Laura Taguma filed a series of documents, none of which met the requirement for a nomination, and that is that the nomination was to come from either the general manager of or the secretary of the governing board of an affiliate station. She instead submitted a statement of interest in which she indicated that a programmer at the station with which she had formerly worked or for which she had formerly worked supported, quote unquote, supported her nomination. No nomination ever came from the general manager of the station nor the secretary of the board of that station or any other station for that matter. Thereafter, there were a series of discussions about it, including discussions on the PMV, wherein the PMV voted that David and myself were the two legitimate nominees, and a ballot was taken, and David got 7 and I got 6 votes. Lori
got
9.
I think you got 7 and I got 6.
Carolyn Burden sent information out on that. Actually, he had more votes, but they were second place votes.
Oh. Right. And Lori got 9 write-in votes. And while write-in votes ordinarily appear to be permissible, the person being written in has to be eligible. And since Lori never satisfied the requirement for eligibility being nominated by an affiliate station general manager or the secretary of the board of the affiliate station, then she was not eligible as a write-in candidate. So that is the dispute that must be resolved at the time of the PNB, assuming that it's not resolved beforehand.
This is just one correction. The person who she named as nominating her, she did not work for that person. That person worked for her.
Well, it doesn't matter who worked for who. The fact of the matter is that the person was not the general manager, nor was the person the secretary of the board, the governing body of the station. And that's the criteria.
Madam Chair.
Yeah, there's another perspective that we have to look at, and that's that the station is a client of ours. And if the station isn't supporting her, how can the PNB go above what the station wants? They're a client. They're a paying client.
Well, that's an argument. That's an argument that can be made. But at this point, we're beyond those. That's a political argument. We are at the point of legal arguments. So, and the politics of it, while it's an aspect to be considered and certainly to be addressed among ourselves, it's not the determiner of who's going to be seated at the time of the board meeting. So legally, it's David and myself.
Madam Chair, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Has Sherry Gelderman, as chair of the PNB, officially put out that the two elected individuals are you and... Well, then I think we ought to write a resolution, send it to the chair of the PNB, and the PNB state the fact that they are in breach of the bylaws and demand that they announce the winners. I spoke with a national board member today, and I was told, you know, it's wrong for us to assume that Lori is seated.
Oh, absolutely.
So we are assuming that she's seated. We need to actually officially state that she is not seated.
Well, there's quite a bit of discussion. I don't know who you're talking about, because the majority of the board does not assume that Lori is seated. The majority of the board declared Lori ineligible for failure to even apply, in that she did not meet the minimum bylaw standard.
Right, ma'am. But, Madam Chair, if nine people just wrote her in as a sign of solidarity, that's one thing. But we are assuming that the PNB is going to seat her.
Good.
Welcome, Joe Wanzala. Aren't we assuming? Can't someone officially?
No, we're not making that assumption. Nine people does not make up the PNB. It's a 22 body person body with 20 people making that decision. So nine people are not the majority. I had Carolyn. Did you say you wanted to be on the staff?
Yes, I did. I wanted to address that, if I may.
Okay, so Carolyn and then Joe.
Okay, thank you. I don't know why Teresa says that or assumes that the board wants to seat her. Sherry Gelderman has been waging a campaign to convince people that there's legitimacy in Lori Tuguma's candidacy, but most of the board, I believe, agrees that according to the bylaws, there is no legitimacy there. So if it comes down to a question of votes, those nine people may well believe what they believe, but I think that the legality of the issue is that we have two candidates. We voted on them. The write-in candidate was not nominated and therefore is not legal. So I think we need to assume that that's the position of the majority as I know it. So I'm not sure why, Teresa, you say that you're assuming that she is seated.
Well, I have not seen anything.
Not debate this right now, because this is just hearsay. We're not getting anywhere, and two people have to go off the call.
Right.
Let's move on, please.
Let's deal with the motion, the proposal of sending a letter or a resolution, at least that there's some action be taken. And what that action would be is to be determined later in conjunction with myself and whomever else would want to work on addressing it on behalf of the task force.
This is Ursula.
Go ahead.
I think an airplane ticket has to be bought very soon, so I would recommend that the action be buying an airplane ticket and it be done immediately, that the recommendation be made immediately. David needs an airplane ticket. So do you.
Well, we've already made it. Go ahead, David.
Well, I was just going to say that as a new member or possible new member, I usually take notification from the board, and I've received no notification. So I, at this point, really don't have any intention of buying a ticket until I've been notified that I will be seated.
That is why, Madam Chair, this is Teresa.
Okay, wait a minute. We have a stack. Joe?
Yeah. Hi, David. I think I understand your thing. That's precisely why Sherry is remaining silent, to create, to explore this ambiguity. Pretty clear. I mean, I think there's no, for Lori to travel to LA with a ticket paid for by the TNB would be completely illegal. The board has already ruled, in consistent with the bylaws, that there were two candidates. There's no way, the fact that even if all board members voted to that Lori should be a candidate, that would be illegal. That would be acting illegally, and any judge would strike that. So, to be clear about that, certainly we need to make the political argument, but we shouldn't, as we make the argument, we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that it's a pretty cut and dry question. Eligibility. So I, one other approach would be for us to find or pool resources to get David to play, get the ticket early because as the day gets closer, prices up. And the other thing is George Ryder wants to bring this issue onto the agenda at our next meeting on the 23rd. I don't know what the competition, who would be on that call. It's possible that these guys will have a majority and vote that it should be Lori, which is why I'm inclined to just deal with the issue in LA. But obviously, at both times, we just need to be clear that these people have no compunction about acting illegally, as far as I can tell, at least certainly on this question. So we need to get to maybe we can do it offline, get a strategy around getting David to LA. Because that's where this question is going to be resolved. I'll stop there.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
This is Teresa.
Teresa, go ahead, Teresa.
I move that we send a letter to the chair and the PNB and ask the chair to officially announce that Afia and Wangaza and David Beaton are elected as affiliate directors to the PNB.
Second.
Okay. Well, this is Ursula. I would suggest that in addition that it be asked that arrangements be made for David and Afia's tickets as well, as along with everybody else's.
Do you accept that as a friendly amendment?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So do we have any objections to this motion?
No. Carolyn on the stack, please.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
No objection, but whoever drafts the letter might cite the election, the fact that ballots went out and the board voted according to the mandate that the board decided on, and there was an election and what the results were. So I would include that in the letter that goes to the board.
Madam Chair?
Yes?
Perhaps Carolyn Burden would assist me in drafting that letter?
Yes, of course.
Very good. Okay, so that is the bulk of the report that I would be making. The only other part would have to do with the finances, and Joe can provide information in that regard. So if you will excuse me at this time, then I need to go to the personnel committee meeting.
I just want to say one thing before you get off the line, Afia.
Okay.
I sent out to everybody on the Affiliates Task Force the for the mission for the Affiliates Program that was drafted and approved by the Task Force in March of 06. So I'd appreciate if everybody looked that over before we have our next meeting. I just sent it out this evening.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You all right, Dina?
Good luck, and Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year. Good luck in L.A. Hope to see you there.
Good. Thank you. Bye now.
All two people, so thank you. And I'll talk with Lisa about the letter off the call.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
It's now approximately 8:40 p.m. This is Teresa Allen. I'm chairing the meeting from here. The next item on the agenda is, since we've heard the chair, we were supposed to have the chair, the report from the chair. Joe Wanzala, the chair, says that you have some addition to the report. Did you want to say anything?
I actually missed her report. I don't know what she would. I probably might make more sense if I could field questions. If people have things they want to.
She said something to the effect that you might have some additional financial information. Basically, what she reported was the series of sequence of events regarding the count, the election nomination, election counting of the votes for the affiliate director. Did you have anything additional to add about finances?
Well, what she reported was that there's two recovery plans. There's a recovery plan that was developed by the general managers and the archives director without consultation with the affiliates coordinator, and that they, you know, some people on the board have problems with that. And then there's another report, that a recovery plan that was developed, I guess, by Lonnie and the board. So maybe you could clarify the differences, because she never went into any details about that.
Oh, well, what I heard from the GMs was really a very unoriginal sort of, you know, report rather than a plan about programming stuff that was very vague and nothing, non-specific. It certainly didn't go to any organizational finances, whatever proposal they had. You know, Sean talked a little about changes in you know, radio broadcasting and how Pacifica needs to adapt and so on and so forth, which is all well and good. But there's nothing in the report as they present, which they presented to the board, which could be described as a financial plan. I wasn't on the finance, not on the finance committee, so I don't know what recovery plan Lonnie hasn't given any details. But I can just report generally where we are is that, you know, there was a loan proposal which was voted down. Lonnie's still trying to angle to push that. There was one motion to do an emergency fund drive was defeated as well. And another proposal to try to determine what cash reserves Pacifica has and use that as an emergency fund in lieu of getting a loan also, was defeated. So it's sort of like reverse. The people who were supporting the loan defeated the other two motions, and the people who proposed the two alternative motions were defeated by the people proposing the loan. They sort of canceled each other out because of how close the votes were. So we're just kind of in a stalemate with our creditors, mainly Democracy Now, FSRN, and I guess, you know, whichever legal counsel handling various cases, you know, and other vendors, so we don't know how we're going to pay them. I take it we're going to resume discussion around Pacifica's finances in L.A. The next meeting we have scheduled, one is an executive session to do with personnel issues, and we might also try to deal with some of these questions around the PNB elections, the affiliates, and WPW, which is also a bit of a mess. But that's about all I can report at this time.
Point of personal privilege, Joe, are you aware that there's a personnel meeting right going on right now that I don't know whether if that meeting is open to all of the PNB, but did you want to be on that meeting?
No, yeah, it's a personnel committee meeting. No, I wasn't, well, I chose to be here instead of the other meeting. I mean, I'm not on that committee. It's not necessarily open to, I mean, I guess normally all committees are kind of open, but okay. I'm not on that committee.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so for the minutes, I'm just basically going to say that there were two recovery plans, one by the CFO working with the PNB and one by the general managers, affiliate, I mean, I'm archives director, and I guess the chair of the PNB.
And in both cases, the affiliates were left out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there anything else, Joe, that you think I should put in the report, in your report specifically? Hearing nothing, then the next item would be affiliate coordinator's report. Ursula Rudenberg?
This is Ursula. I think, you know, a lot of what's happening right now is being discussed already, is like has been stated. I'm currently not in communication with any Pacifica staff except for John Almella. I'm also not in communication with any board members on the task force. So I'm pretty much in a vacuum. I am, however, in communication with the clients, so I'm not in a vacuum in that sense. We do have a new affiliate. It's a low-powered station in Ashland, Wisconsin, which is in northern Wisconsin. They affiliated yesterday. And
A-S-H-A-L-A-N-D, Wisconsin?
Ashland, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know the call letters?
I can tell you. Hold on just a second. The call letters are...
Are all of the affiliates listed on Pacifica network.org?
Most of them are. It's a little bit backlogged, quite frankly, because I don't have an assistant, and that used to be Doug's job, so I get to it when I can. But I will be updating it. Actually, that's one of my list of things to do, is to check the website and see if anybody's missing. The new station
Ursula?
Is... Yes.
Is it WRNC?
Yes.
WRN is in Nancy, C is in Charlie.
Yeah, it's WRNC.
And it's a low power.
Yes, uh-huh. And they belong to Northland College in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Ah, okay.
I also, when I came back from vacation, I discovered that no decisions had been made about what would be on the satellite on Inauguration Day. So I organized a conference call, a network-wide conference call, to resolve that. And so we will we put together, I think, which is going to be a nice program, starting with Democracy Now! Coverage and then shifting seamlessly to a national call-in show that will be hosted by a combination of KGNU in Boulder and WPFW in Washington. And we're also recruiting affiliate stations who have reporters in their local areas at inauguration parties or, you know, events connected to call in and report from around the country.
Ursula, didn't you organize the Senate confirmation hearings for Hillary Rodham Clinton for
no,
Secretary of State?
No, I just helped with it. I
oh,
mean, you
okay.
know, those of us that work on the national staff, we constantly are involved with those efforts because we have coordinating functions. But that was produced out of KPFA. Mitch Jeserich is really the driving force behind that. and probably a few other people that I don't know. But, I mean, any time there's a national broadcast, John and I, especially now, you know, play roles in terms of the coordination. And I do have some concerns about that because this was very much the role that myself and Pete Caracas were in prior to Nathan Moore. And, you know, I was informed at one point on no uncertain terms by the CFO that, you know, any work I do that is not in my job description did not happen. And so I just have some concerns about stepping into these larger responsibilities again. And then, you know, that no acknowledgement going to the affiliates program for what it contributes to the network. So I just have some, you know, concerns about that. But nonetheless, it's inauguration day, and so I think we are going to have an exciting program that day. So I'm doing work on that in terms of helping KGNU find other affiliates who can call and report.
Ursula, will this show that you're coordinating with WPFW and KGNU, is it going to be taken by any of the other sister Pacifica stations?
I don't know. I think WBAI said they were going to take it. Kathy Davis was on the call, and she expressed interest in taking it. I get the impression that KPFA is considering taking it. KPFK has its own program, and will go its own way. I had a talk with Armando. It really wasn't a matter of them rejecting what we were doing. They just had their own plans already lined up, and you know, he expressed regret that he, you know, what wouldn't be involved, but they just have other plans. I don't know what KPFT is doing. I think Ernesto was on the call, but he didn't say anything, so I don't know. So, other than that, I've been following through with, you know, the interest I've expressed before in, you know, continuing discussions with affiliate directors around the country concerning economic development. There's a lot of very bright people around the network who share the concerns of the Pacifica stations in terms of, you know, hard times economically. And so we've continued discussions. We had a call today, and Chandra actually joined the call. So if you want to make a comment about it, Chandra, I'll pass the report on to you.
Okay. I got really so revved, I have to tell you all, so revved by the call and by the interesting ideas that were generated by the representatives from the various affiliate stations that participated, that I've decided to volunteer to help Ursula coordinate this effort. And that's how excited I am about it. I just think it's a really great idea. And one of my motivating forces in getting involved is to make sure that the Pacifica Foundation, which doesn't have a lot of exciting ideas about generating revenue, is equally represented in this endeavor. And it's not just the affiliates that are going to take it away, but, you know, that Pacifica can benefit in part by participating. So I'm doing it from wearing two hats as an affiliate rep from the task force, and also from wearing my Pacifica hat, where I think Pacifica needs to generate revenue. And it's just a really exciting proposal, and details to follow when it's more developed.
Okay, and I'd like to understand this for the minutes. This is a regular telephone conference with...
No, it's not a regular telephone. It's just ongoing discussions. I mean, I've referred to this several times before. It's just, you know, a lot of people around the network have the same concerns, and there is a sense among many that, you know, a network is something that can be leveraged for economic development, and various GMs around the network want to talk to me about it. You know, I have interest in it. I'm interested in the topic. So we just, you know, it's an informal discussion. We just happen to have a call today. There's no planned regular meetings. It's just, you know, an ongoing informal discussion.
You're conducting the ongoing discussion?
I hosted the call today, yes.
Okay. Ongoing discussions regarding economic development.
regarding income generating ideas to promote community radio.
Okay. All right, that makes it, I understand that. And one more clarification for the minute before we move on. You coordinated a telephone conference to organize Inauguration Day programming, and from that, we're going to coordinate a program, and that will include nationwide call-in, is that correct?
Yeah, it's a national call-in show.
Okay.
And it'll the first hour will include, or the first 45 minutes will include, will be more slanted towards guests that WPFW will offer. WPFW will have a booth on Capitol Hill, so they will be at the site, and so they will be providing, you know, guest speakers, I mean, or, you know, guest analysts or commentators. And there also will be call-ins from reporters from affiliate stations around the country. And then the second 45 minutes will be more slanted towards listener call-ins. And
okay, and
you will probably have some guests, too, but it'll be more focused on, you know, people talking.
And the reports from the various affiliate stations, will these be on the parties that are held in D.C. or things that are happening in their areas?
In their areas.
Okay, thank you. All right.
We're also going to be doing a Sprout show. We did a Sprout show this week about a debate among African Americans regarding the election, and then the day after the inauguration, we're issuing a Sprout show about the using a lot of Pacifica Radio archival material to talk about the connection between the civil rights movement and this election.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last sentence.
The connection between the civil rights movement
and
this present day election.
Right. Okay. Bravo.
So it's kind of an opportunity to showcase Pacifica Radio Archives, you know, incredible material.
Okay. The next item on the agenda. Is the letter that was sent to the PNB, and the letter basically said this. It said, "Dear Ms. Gendelman, this is to express our concern that the affiliate coordinator is not being included in weekly recovery planning meetings currently involving GMs, the archive director, and the interim ED PNB chair, period. Because the affiliate coordinator is in direct contact with more than 130 affiliates, which generate well over $200,000 a year, a significant profit center for Pacifica. It is in Pacifica's interest to be aware of and responsive to the needs and interests of its clients and utilize their assets and contributions. We urge the immediate inclusion of the affiliate coordinator in all future meetings." And I signed it, the affiliate task force, Teresa Allen, J. Allen, Secretary. I have not heard back from the PNB. And it might be appropriate for one of the directors to bring this up at the earliest opportunity, because it's like at this point I don't know whether she didn't get the letter or doesn't feel the necessity of responding to us, or is just being rude by not responding to us.
I'd like to speak to that if I could. This is Chandra.
Mm-hmm.
I think at this point it's really a moot issue. They developed their plan. Ursula wasn't involved. Sherry will not be chair, hopefully, next this coming year, and that's just a couple of weeks away. So I think my personal opinion is that we should let this go, but we should write a different kind of letter. We should write a letter saying to the PNB that, you know, because of what happened, that this plan was developed without input by the affiliates coordinator, who was not at the table. We want to ensure that any future planning that goes on regarding anything financially that impacts, or, you know, planning for the network that the a coordinator is included. And I think it should just be addressed to the whole board, not Sherry, because Sherry is going to be out of it. You know, she's not going to be chair anymore.
Do you want to put that in the form of a resolution? I mean, I'd like to know how you want me to put that in the minutes. You kind of I appreciate it, but you kind of started qualifying it, and I would like to know specifically how you wanted it in the minutes before we start discussion on it.
Propose that the affiliates task force draft a letter to the PNB asking for their assurance that any future planning on that impacts the finances of Pacifica, that the affiliates coordinator is included in any future planning that impacts the finances of the Pacifica Foundation.
That the affiliate coordinator be included
in any future planning that impacts the financial, that has a financial impact on the foundation. Does that cover it, everybody?
I'm not sure.
I'm going to repeat it. Move that the affiliate task force draft a letter to the PNB asking for their assurance that the affiliate coordinator be included in any future planning that has a financial impact on the foundation.
I would want to broaden that, not just financial, but all matters. Ursula should be part of the staff on all matters, including financial.
So you move that we remove the word financial? I'm a little bit concerned that, first of all, if we just send it to the whole PNB and there's no accountability for who will get back with us, that there's no accountability. I don't know whether we need to say direct. I don't know who's going to be the interim chair or ED.
And to ensure that the acting interim, that the new acting, in that whoever is the acting interim executive director be responsible for blah-dee-blah-dee-blah. Does that cover that part of it?
Acting interim, or is it
acting?
Is it just
acting.
Or?
No, it's acting, because whoever becomes the chair, it becomes the acting interim director, executive director.
Okay, and it's acting as well as interim.
Yes.
Okay. And that the new acting interim director do what?
Ensure that the affiliates coordinator is included in all discussions related. And all,
or that she, that they would get back with us, or asking. Okay, Hopman moved that the affiliate task force draft a letter to the PNB asking for that the new acting interim director
asking for assurance.
For their assurance.
Yes,
affiliate coordinator be included in any future planning that has a financial impact on...
No, that any future planning. Dina said any future planning that has an that relates to the foundation, and that the new acting interim executive director be responsible for ensuring that this request is carried out.
Okay. This request?
Yes.
me read it one more time. Draft a letter to the PNB asking for their assurance that the affiliate coordinator be included in any future planning, and that the new acting interim executive director be...
Future planning for the foundation.
Okay, for the foundation. And that the new acting interim executive director be responsible that this request is carried out.
Be responsible to ensure that this request is carried out.
To ensure. E-N-S-U-R-E?
Yeah.
Okay. Seems like there's something missing in this.
Could you read that again?
Yes. Move that the affiliate task force draft a letter to the PNB asking for their assurance that the affiliate coordinator be included in any future planning for the foundation, and that the new acting interim executive director be responsible to ensure that this request is carried out.
I have a problem with the last sentence.
And that the new acting interim executive director be responsible to ensure that this request is carried out.
Or maybe you want to say that respond to this request.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you can't force them to do something, but you can request them to do something, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you want them to respond to your request someplace. I mean, it gets kind of...
on that wording? So basically we're just asking for the PNB insurance that the coordinator will be involved in programming, and then we're going to ask that the acting interim executive director contact us about this.
Right. Because I don't think we don't have the power to tell them really what to do, right? I mean...
Well, I think we're requesting that the PNB decide that they want the affiliate coordinator to be involved, and that the PNB designate that the acting interim executive director make sure that she's involved.
Yes, that's what we would like, right?
So we could say we're drafting a letter to the PNB asking for their assurance that the affiliate coordinator be included in any future programming for the foundation, and that they designate that the acting interim executive
future
director...
Future planning, not programming.
Planning, I'm sorry. And that they designate that the interim executive director be responsible to make sure it's carried out.
This is Ursula. You know, one of the things that's difficult, too, is that there is no information available. You know, I don't feel that I always necessarily have to be part of every single planning meeting, but I do feel that I should be kept briefed on you know, what the team is doing.
And
you know, so part of it is just the sharing of information or you know, providing information or updates or something like that. Because part of it is just that I just have no clue what's going on because nobody tells me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, I that's a little bit different than being part of every single planning.
Yes.
You know, so I guess I would ask that maybe be added something like, you know, and that the village coordinator be updated, you know, regularly about the direction, foundation, you know, about management issues or something like that.
That is kind of what I was feeling, that something was missing, that... it's very vague to say that you be included in any future programming. Well, does that mean that if the...
Planning, not programming.
I'm sorry. It be included in any future planning. Well, there's planning going on all the time, but there are form... what happened with the GMs and the archives director and the chair of the PNB, that was a formal series of meetings. But... when the CFO gets with, who else? I mean, there's lots of planning that are not formal, perhaps. But I agree. I think something about being briefed or some sort of...
Well, just any, you know, relevant information to the direction the foundation's taking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and meetings that, you know, include planning for the foundation. I don't know. Seems like...
Okay. Sorry about that. Okay. Let me read it as I've got it, and then maybe we can think of how to put what Ursula's mentioning and also, I think, what David mentioned.
I'd like to say something. Just in my experience and sitting in on a number of these Pacifica conversations, I feel that there seems to be an antagonism in the tone in a lot of ways to the whatever the other fraction is, and I don't think it's productive.
Mm-hmm.
And so making a request and asking them to respond to what we said is fine, but requesting them and asking them to do something, then people get like they feel like you're pushing them in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a bad situation, but maybe we're going to get into a better situation. So
mm-hmm.
I think the tone is really important. Even if they're not going to have that tone, I would like to be on a side that has a tone that, like, listen, we want to work with you, no matter even if you are on the other side, we need to get along. And so I have no problem with requesting the information and involving staff and planning. That just makes sense. I think we're making a lot of sense. But I don't think we ought to stick it and force them. We can't force them to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we just want to request that they accept our request and reply to it. You know, because in the structure, aren't we below the PNB? We're a committee beneath the PNB, correct?
Mm-hmm.
We're not a committee. We're a task force.
Oh, a task force. I don't know how the tree is. I'd like to see a tree where all these things are, but...
Well, in the last letter that we sent to the PNB and the chair, we expressed our concern and we urged the immediate inclusion of the affiliate coordinator in all future meetings.
Right. I saw that. Yeah.
Now, so at this point, you're suggesting possibly that you thought that that asking for their assurance that the affiliate coordinator be included in any future planning is too aggressive a request?
No, I thought the request was fine.
Okay.
No, he's just suggesting we keep the high road.
Mm-hmm. But it seems like he had difficulty with the phrase, and that they designate that the new acting interim executive director be responsible to ensure that this request is carried out. You want to say something like,
they should determine however they want to carry this out. I mean,
okay.
I don't think we should give them the road. They should, you know, if they're the board, they should determine that. You know, if they decide to keep her in the email loop or they decide to put her on the conference calls or whatever they decide, we may not agree with what they decide.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes people get uptight if you keep telling them what you want them to do and you don't leave them any options, you know.
Just suggesting that I delete the sentence, designate that the new acting interim director be responsible to ensure, and instead say, ask that the new acting interim director get back with us? Or who's going to get back with us to acknowledge
Steve? Yeah, to acknowledge or ask this be put on the agenda. You know? Maybe this is something that the board should discuss. You know, I don't know. You know, I mean, who has the power to do that?
David has suggested two things. One, that we say that somebody just get back with us, and number two, that this be put on the agenda. Shall we discuss that? And the third option is to leave the sentence the way it is. So that's what we're discussing. Does anybody else have any thoughts on this?
I want to support David that we don't tell the PNB what to do.
Chandra, what do you think? Sounds like we lost Chandra. Ursula, are you on there? Hello?
Yes, I'm on the call.
Okay,
but
you don't need to comment if you don't feel like it.
I'm not sure it would be appropriate for me to comment on this.
I just wanted to make sure you were there.
No, I'm here.
Oh, are you there? It sounds like Joe may have gone to the personnel committee, or else he's on mute.
Is mute star six?
I thought mute was star pound. I mean, pound one, and then pound one is to go mute, and then pound one will bring you back. Correct? I think so. Okay. But Chandra seems to be gone. So.
No, Chandra's here.
Okay, Chandra. David is in.
Whatever, I'm fine. I think we're spending too much time on this.
Okay.
Maybe we can have somebody come up with final wording and send it out to the task force for sign-off, and we should just move the agenda.
Okay.
My suggestion.
Great.
Well, unless somebody come forward and say they're going to draft this with me, I would like to at least get this sentence correct, because I think it's very close to being finished. So we're sending a letter to the PNB asking for their assurance that the affiliate coordinator be included in any future planning for the foundation, perhaps saying something about be briefed regarding relevant information regarding the direction of the foundation. And that someone on the PNB get back with us, unless you want to say specifically the chair or David, who did you want to get back with? Who did you suggest get back with us? Are the acting interim
respond,
director?
Please respond that you received this or something like that. I mean, you can then forward it. I mean, if I get seated and you forward it to me, I'll make a motion on the board and let's just get it passed. You know, I mean, I don't think people will have a problem with it if you have a light discussion about it. All we're saying is let's include Ursula in the process. You know, if we try to, yeah, that's all.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to move, if the task force agrees that Dean and I draft the final wording of this to be sent to the national board.
I can't do it. I'm not well.
Dina can't do it. Does anyone else here want wording? Chandra, do you want to give it a shot with me, or shall I?
I'll work with you on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Deb. I just checked in. Sorry.
That's okay. All right, Chandra, if you call me tomorrow morning, we will draft.
I can't do it tomorrow.
Okay.
I can. I'll call you around 9:30, 10.
That'd be fine. Whenever
okay.
you call me, we will draft it.
Okay.
Okay. Moved that.
And would you email out the language that we have so far, and you know, can come up with a proposal later?